Perhaps the way Jesus treats the woman in today's gospel makes us slightly uncomfortable. He seems cold, dismissive, even a little off-putting. But as with most things, there's something going on much deeper in today's gospel. And far from being dismissive of the Canaanite woman, Jesus is actually raising her to be a model. He's raising her to be a model of faith, of perseverance, and humility. She is what we are all called to be in our relationship with God, and especially in our prayer. Full of faith in Jesus, perseverance, and with humility. At the very beginning of the gospel, we're told that Jesus is going into the land of Tyre and Sidon. That was a Gentile territory. It's modern-day Lebanon. That means that the people there were not Jewish. So according to the Jewish people, they were pagans. They worshiped false gods. So it's almost unusual for Jesus to even go there. But we heard in the first reading today from the prophet Isaiah, that Isaiah prophesies a day when foreigners will join themselves to the Lord, when they will become his servants, that they will take part in the covenant with Israel, that they'll offer sacrifice in the temple, and that the temple shall be a house of prayer for all people. This was unusual for the Jewish people. They thought of themselves as being in an exclusive relationship with God. They were his special people. But here Isaiah foresees a day when everyone will be welcome to the Lord. And so Jesus goes into this Gentile territory, the land of the pagans, to preach to them, to make known to them the good news. And it's clear that his reputation has preceded him into this territory. We're told that the woman is a Canaanite woman, very clearly Gentile. But yet we see in her great faith in Jesus. She trusts his authority. She knows he can command this evil spirit that is in her daughter. She even calls him Lord 3 times. A very specific title for the God of Israel. So this woman becomes for us a model of faith in Jesus. And when we look at her great faith, we might ask ourselves, who is Jesus to us? Is he just a teacher, or perhaps a moral guide, or perhaps someone who's stuck in the past? Or is Jesus Lord? If he's Lord, that means we have to give him dominion over everything, over our entire lives, who we are, the decisions we make, the life of our family. Everything has to be oriented back to him. The Canaanite woman saw in him the answer to all of her problems, the answer to her whole life's question. And she comes to him with great faith. She's also clearly a woman of perseverance. Initially, Jesus is silent. And then he declines her request. He says, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But this doesn't dull her tenacity, her conviction, her faith. What do we do when we pray for something that doesn't seem to happen, or a situation that doesn't seem to get better? One of the greatest stumbling blocks to to faith can be when God seems to be silent. Those are the times that call for the greatest faith. To know that even when God seems to be silent, he never is. And even when he seems to decline our request, no prayer is gone unanswered. And we see then in the woman's third quality how we handle these situations. She's humble before Jesus. What would we have done if someone had compared us and our people to dogs? Instead of taking offense, she recognizes that she's not Jewish. Jesus doesn't have to do anything for her. She has no claim on his authority. She just simply says, Lord. She professes her faith. That same humility should mark our relationship with God. We don't have all the pieces of the puzzle. So when God seems to be silent, we have to remember that he's working something else out, some other part of his plan. You think about this pandemic that's been going on seemingly endlessly now. Of course, we would say, well, why doesn't God just end it? Stop this. But again, we don't have all the pieces of the puzzle. What is God working out? What good is he going to bring from this situation? What in his providence needs to be accomplished through this situation? That is standing before God in a sense of humility, recognizing that we are not God and we don't have all the answers. So the woman, far from going away in a huff or a puff or deflated, simply doubles down and says, Lord, I know you can do this. So we see here how this woman becomes a model for us. She becomes a model for us in our relationship with God and in our prayer. How we want to have that same faith that she has in Jesus. That we need to be persevering in our prayer and in our faith. And always stand before God as his humble servants. God's house is truly a house for all people. He wants everyone to stream to it. The message of faith isn't for just a small group. Now it is for everyone. So let us approach God with faith, with perseverance and humility. And let's ask God that our faith, like the faith of the Canaanite woman, might be called great.